Chapter 3. By early 1990, Gates had journeyed around the bend. His mother, with Mason's blessing, had evicted him from her house. The Corvette was a 200,000-mile heap of scarred fiberglass, bungee cords, duct tape, and leaky gaskets. Denise had served him with a no-trespass notice and was engaged to an algebra teacher at Patrick County High School. And he was residing with a 20-year-old feckless skank and her illegitimate toddler, living off her food stamps and welfare check and what he could earn peddling small amounts of pot and cocaine. On rare occasions, he'd do some logging or help in a hayfield or get paid under the table for a week of warm-weather construction work. Patrick County being what it was, most people greeted him with a word or two and a stony expression, or simply acknowledged him with a stiff nod when they saw him in town. His hair was too long, his clothes unkempt, his conversations laden with hustle and excuses and get-rich-quick schemes. He'd spent a month in jail in 1989, after he busted out the windows of a girlfriend's car and was dumb enough to hang around making threats, an 8-ball of coke in his pocket, until the police arrived to arrest him. To no one's great shock, it was a failed, inept attempt to sell drugs that ultimately did him in. Very few people aspire to a job retailing baggies of marijuana or carefully build toward a career in powdered cocaine, but for Gates, it just seemed to be an inevitable fit as time went by. A hey-why-not vocation that promised easy money, scarcely any labor, and a business inventory of his favorite drugs, a layabout's trifecta. He started in the mid-80s by selling from his own pot stash, then bought a quarter extra on credit, which he mixed with oregano and sold to his buddies in the Old Dominion's bathroom or at the parking lot of Moody's funeral home. A biker from Greensboro who went by the name Kong hooked him up with a steady supply of coke. And at first, Gates simply took his payment in kind, distributing in exchange for free dope. Given the size of the community, it didn't take long for the police to get wind of what Gates was up to, though for several years he avoided the authorities by sticking to nickel and dime.